It's amazing. Tim's only making one call down to, from the ISS to school children, and we've got 300 school children in today from all around the country. They're going to be given an opportunity to ask questions directly to Tim. It's going to be a really exciting day. He's going to be playing ping pong with a bubble that he's going to blow up and show basically like what you can do in space, what you can't do in Earth. So it won't just be questions, it'll be quite interactive. And I know Tim's really excited about it, so it's going to be really good.
Now, Tim was very keen before he went into space about saying how he hopes that it will inspire the next generation about space travel, about the things out there in the sky. Do you think days like this will go towards inspiring the next generation and school children across the country?
That's absolutely right. It's forecast that 100,000 people will be involved in the space sector or employed in the space sector by 2030. Our aim is basically to inspire those young people by science, technology and engineering and maths educational activities, which are fun as well. And that's the key thing. Basically, we can make these things fun. And the children basically respond very much, not just basically to classroom-based learning, but kinesthetic learning, basically doing things. And that's one of the great things that museums can do. Today, we've got 10 different activities taking place, teaching young people about how you prepare physically to live in space. The University of Liverpool have come along and done something on Mars rovers for us. We're running the Destination Space Programme. We've got the planetarium open. So there's lots and lots of different activities for the young people to do prior to basically having the opportunity to see Tim and say hello and ask a few questions.